This the bank when the bankers and the corporations get together, it's trouble, and it's especially trouble, I think, for Native people. And that's our next speaker here, Polycapu Deadman. I don't have anything written down for Polly because I've known Polly 25, 30 years, maybe more. We worked together while Kelly Opuna, Pele Defense Fund, Big Island Rainforest Action Group, opposing geothermal. Polly's the president of the Pele Defense Fund. He's also the president of Ohana Hopa Kelly. I'm the secretary. It's an organization trying to deal with this disproportionate number of Hawaiians locked up, 60% in the prisons. We're trying to do something positive, pu'uhonua, as alternative to prison, and ho'oponopono process. So Polly's as grassroots as you can get, and I've come to have great respect for him, his analysis of things, his critical thinking. I just can't say enough about him, so I'm really glad he accepted tonight to share thoughts. You know, he's really strong on home rule. We got to make decisions locally, but I'll let Polly say whatever he wants. Thank you, Polly, for coming.
I appreciate this opportunity. Listening to both these speakers, as an island Hawaiian living on an island, that was kind of too far away for me, if you understand it. We got more internal issues on the island that deal with the issues he talked about. You hear government in countries. You hear about future and how government makes laws or things to protect future. So I'm looking at myself on this island and start to realize the more importance of home rule. I'm a Hawaiian that lived here with big corporations called Dole Pineapple and Seabrewer Sugar. Those people didn't leave anything good behind for us Hawaiian people on this island. There's still a lot of mess that we live with. We got social situations as well as environmental toxins in the aina. They left a lot of mess behind. Waters, they control how the water should be. Now, we don't have access to water or rights to it. It's a birthright. So, yeah, I know what it's all about with corporations and unions and what they represent. They represent jobs, I guess. But I don't know about coming back and sometimes fixing up the mess that these jobs have created, you know. So I'm not too happy about how a union does things, because it's just grab money and go, give people a job temporarily, but the places boss up, ignore people's rights, ignore environmental things. So you guys gotta start working together with the people about how we like live here, and not just about a job and it's all over with. So when I start thinking about home rule, I think that the state, in our experience, because you just think that they only came around in 1959. I mean, you think that's not too long ago. All these resources on this island was way here before 1959. So now in 1959, the state tells us on our islands how to treat our resources. They allow certain permits to come and develop our islands that depletes resources, change lifestyle, and sometimes create a lot of social problems. So I'm starting to think that with the past experience we've just had with the county and trying to get some home rules passed on issues that we live with, on lifestyle of the island, it was important because we did accomplish those things. We've had the county accept ordinances or accept rules or laws that would be more of our say-so than just the state. You know that. State will come out and tell you what they're going to do, and if you got 30 days to rebuttal or protest it, then you file something in 30 days. That's it. No talking to the people about their concerns. So when we created this home rule at the county level, creating another voice of local people from this island to at least buffer stuff that the state comes up with, that you just can't come here on this island and impose your ideas or plans, but you gotta go through at least some screening, some voice, some concern about us living on this island. Home rule is what we're gonna have to create. We are different than Maui and every other island. We got our uniqueness, so let's protect that. Everybody came here, not talking about big business, because you wouldn't be in this room. You came here to enjoy what you saw, invest in what you saw, and gonna spend the rest of your life in what you saw. So don't get all excited about changing this island and watching it being changed by corporations, paid off politicians, and you know, we used to call in a movement attorneys like social parasites. You know, they live off the misery of something. It's just the way that is. But then as time go by, you start to see departmental parasites, okay? They just stay there and do the same thing because of their comfortness and don't fix nothing. That you see in almost all of the Hawaiian so-called organizations, created by state, created by trust, all of that. When you have Hawaiians in Hawaii, that's a social statistic, and you're number 5 now in the census, something's wrong. And when you have the richest trusts that's supposed to be looking out with missions, looking out for our interests, and we lead in the statistics, something's wrong. So, yes, we as Hawaiians, I listen to this, but it's kind of too big for me. It's kind of too far away from me. When I heard with what's happening on daily basis here. So I really can't, embrace too much of distant problems. Because our house right here needs to be kept clean. And we cannot walk around talking to other people about their house when ours is not. So I think unions should work with the local people, not just work for jobs, a job. Think about that. Hitler's boys were doing their job, okay? It's just like, what's the right thing to do? I don't care if it's sometimes like the development on Mauna Kea, when unions said, we need the jobs. And Hawaiians would say, we need sacredness. So where does that draw the line? Or is it about use the Hawaiian against the Hawaiian because there's no racism card being played? But if it's a Hawaiian against any other nationality, we can play the race card. So you can see that it's always been Hawaiians in the position that we cannot play the race card. In the position that's conditioned not to be a Hawaiian, but just to be a Westerner. That's what we're geared for. You all live Hawaii. You see any Hawaiian program or anything that you know of teaching the Hawaiians traditional practice? No. We've been dipping our feet in lohis on projects for the last 30 years. We've been dipping our fingers into marine biology and not really understanding our use of limo and seaweed and its life. Corporate business will boss up this island. It's all over the west coast of this island. It got 150 wells that workers for jobs when drilled for the golf course. Where the water go that's supposed to come down to the beach, make the limo, so we get the fish. Everybody think about that. Now, no more fish, they're banning. Okay, go fishing, there's no more fish. 160 wells each resort suck before the water get to the ocean. We want island. We now want continent. That's why sometimes we get lost in this continent talking all the time. And say far away, trying to fix things way far from the front step of your house. That's the problem. Nobody like look in front of their feet. We island people, we live on the feet of Tutupele anyway. Okay? And you know that. You all down here. Let's be strong about living on one island. Let's hanai and adopt what's supposed to come with the island, which is people and their traditions. Let's forget about that. The whole plan was to genocide them, to be something different. And it's working. That's why you get the Hawaiian speaking against the Hawaiian. All it sounds like is Mr. Johnson. It was not an outfit. You never will see an Hawaiian sounding Hawaiian to protect being one. It's going to be about song and dance and a holiday or two. It ain't about the daily life. You care about the crab, the limo, the opi, the things that come with me, the things that get named from Hawaiian people. You think we take care of those things? We think we teach our children to take care of that. Now, we'll teach our children to be more westernized. There's nothing wrong with that. But what's right about not being Hawaiian first? That's what I don't see happening. As being concerned Hawaiian for 30-something years, as not just concerning drinking a cup of coffee, but being concerned in my community, being concerned in legislature, being concerned in challenge government and courts, that's kind of concern. Understanding the full gamut of what it takes just to be one Hawaiian. And knowing that the genocide or the idea was, he'll fade away. He'll fade away. Now what's more important if I took two parrots from the Amazon and taught one to speak English? Was that parrot more important than the authentic one? What language should I speak? What song should I sing in Hawaii as on Hawaii? The ones that they want me to? The ones that don't have any meaning of my traditions? That's what I have to sing. And that's what I have been forced to sing. There's no more traditional Hawaiians left, man. You have somebody from New Zealand, they can tell you what. They have a marae. They have a hale, where all the Maoris are inside. They have apua, maybe, from Maukamakai. You see that in Hawaii here for us? If it is, gonna be a honana inside a grass shack. That real terrarium mentality is what they look at Hawaiians. Go put them in a little box and let them act Hawaiian over there, walk by and take pictures. But the big box that he come from, he has no place there. UH, Hawaiian Studies? What? What have they produced? I want old uncles sounding the same for 30 years. Where's the young one sounding like me? Concerned, caring about who they are. You know, you could take. I said this because we got a deal, and I have with Hawaiian so-called DLNR, Hawaiian governor, Hawaiian senators, Hawaiian House of Representatives. Hawaiians with big voice. They don't know nothing about their traditions. And that's the sad part. We got so much teachings on how we should be Westerners. Nothing about us being Hawaiian. And it's not the entertainment part of it. And that's who sometimes they go look for Hawaiian advice. Let's go find an entertainer to get some Hawaiian advice. I'm just saying what I have felt and been part of feeling and reflecting all those years of those small little things that make Hawaiian Hawaiian. The small things because you are a small island. You know, listening to tonight, when they say Pacific, they're talking the real. Okay? They're not talking the little islands in the middle where they go do atomic testing, where they poison people forever from their islands, where they do military incinerator and burn all these obsolete pilau toxic bombs and stuff. They treat the Pacific Islanders like third world countries. And island people are open people. Continent people are closed people. But that's how you look, and that's how I see. Sometimes you don't really gotta look far. If you really think about it, it's right here in front of your face every day. And I just think that we should hanai that feeling. We should always keep that. We should make home rules and then let the state dictate our future. Save our resources to home rule. Remember Love Boat? That super ferry, when it came to Maui and it was having the protest on Kauai, but Maui was okay. Stealing all the resources on all the trucks, throw them on a hoopa ferry, come to Maui. While everybody's working, there went all the fish, there went all the resources, loaded their trucks, back on hoopa ferry, going home. Now, what? Home rule? Now, if we had home rule, you can't do that. You can come, but you can't touch or take it. You can eat. That's what I'm saying about while we are ahead of the game and starting to look what's going to encroach on these islands and start putting ordinances in order so that these corporations say they can take that to court. They can, well, let them take something to court. We ain't got nothing, you out. So let's put something in place. Let's make more home rule for this island. Just on Hawaii, I'm trying to sound desperate because, hey, what about me, man? So I just wanted to voice me. The Hawaiian that was here way before everybody else came and really don't have a voice unless it's Southwestern in any government and can't destine our own future unless I think the other way. So I really appreciate the opportunity, but I really think we've got to start thinking about home rule and make our local government that we pay taxes more responsible. And I think unions should step up to the part about recognizing rights, because I dealt with ILWU way back. When he talked about that guy, I know that guy. Okay? Challenge that guy any day of the week. And that was the whole thing with union back when you were doing children. Okay? Never happened. We gotta work together and not against each other. And feel more understanding about the job that you do and what the finished product. It's just not the chance of people think about what we do for our people living here. So mahalo everybody.
Mahalo, mahalo, Pali.